www.thebestofbeats.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a really, really fun class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I've got two drops of bliss on right now. That's all it takes me. It's just two drops of bliss. Dr. Sheely's Air Bliss, and I'm good to go. Broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and you can contact your instructors right from the website, USAprepares.com. Friday is a meetup. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. We're going to talk about saving energy at your home. Saving tips, solutions with Ken Hurley, our USAprepares.com newest meetup instructor. And that's this Friday. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Today in the broadcast classroom with me is Lisa Bedford. She's the author of The Survival Mom. There's a link on the website, page one. And Lisa began the Survival Mom blog in 2009. And currently she receives over 100,000 visitors each month. Her book, Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Emergencies and Worst Case Scenarios. Currently, you can get her book at Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, and Books A Million, and lots of other places. And it's in stock at the ABC Bookstore in North Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And if you mention that you're in class with us at USAprepares.com, you're going to get 10% off. And Lisa's been featured in Newsweek, The Today Show, The Glenn Beck Show, CBS, Fox, and so many others. And she is a senior USAprepares.com instructor. And she's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th in Springfield. Now, we're not sure whether it's going to be a live teleseminar or whether she's going to be able to be here in person. But you will be able to see that seminar one way or the other at the Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri. And Lisa Bedford, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
It's so great to have you in the classroom with us. You know, school's starting, and there's so many things that we need to be concerned with as parents. And, you know, the first time that I went to a public school here in Missouri with our son, he was homeschooled all the way through up until freshman year of high school. And he decided he wanted to try public school and see what it would be like going to school because he'd heard about it.
Right.
And that very first day, there was a drill, and it was a lockdown drill. And I was so impressed with how the school handled a lockdown, as if there were a shooter or as if there were a
right.
bomb threat or something like that. Let's talk about that, Lisa. Let's talk about what you think parents should know, act, and do regarding that.
Yeah. I think that I was a classroom teacher for a number of years. In a middle school setting, I taught 7th and 8th grade. And then in an elementary setting, I taught 4th grade. And so, and then I worked at the district office level for about 4 years. So, you know, any school district, any individual school is made up just of people. And sometimes, in spite of what we hear around us on the news, school administrators can suffer from what we call normalcy bias. And, you know, when you've gone for X number of years without a fire, and yet you do your fire drills, and you've gone for so many years without any, you know, major catastrophe other than a lice, you know, outbreak, schools can get a little bit lackadaisical. And so I do recommend that, first of all, parents take a look at whatever school handbook your child brought home, and over it perhaps is posted online, And so very often those might give some guidelines and just tell you up front, you know, this is what, you know, our plans are if there is a shooter. This is what our plans are if there is just some freak weather occurrence, you know, that we didn't see coming, because those things can happen. So I would say, first of all, see what they already have in place. I know a lot of times it's, you know, we feel very protective of our kids. We want to march down to the district office and, you know, start making demands. But see what they already have in place. And if you don't see anything in the handbook, the next step would be to ask the teacher or the principal, you know, what kinds of plans are there? Because when I was a teacher, there was a code. And if this code was ever given over the loudspeaker, we would know that there was someone on campus with a gun. Mm-hmm. And so that never happened while I was a teacher, you know, but it certainly could have. So there probably are some plans that just haven't been made public. But at least a school would tell you, you know, yes, we have plans and we've informed the teacher. So the first thing is to see what's already in place.
Lisa, when you talk about a code, are you saying an announcement that says, code 5, everybody, code 5, and or is it something like...
Yep, it would be something
or would
like
it be
that.
Okay, so it wouldn't be something that would sound innocuous to the bad guy, like
it
Lisa Bedford.
Yes, let me correct
Lisa
myself.
Bedford, please report to the office. Lisa Bedford, please report to the office. Your mother's here. You know, it's nothing like that.
From what I recall, it was the name of a teacher who wasn't, you know, even on staff. It would be, you know, Mr. Green, something like that. You know, Mr. Green, please, you know, call the school office. So it was innocuous. And I worried, you know, after I, you know, we've gotten that training one time, my worry was I would forget, you know, in the busyness of a school day. But that was in place. And so I would just say that, you know, here's what you should expect. You should expect to see something in place for fires, of course. You know, that's required, you know, by the fire marshal. You should also expect to see plans for whatever disasters are more likely in your area. And so it's entirely possible that, you know, it happens to us at home, you know, where there's some kind of a freak weather event, you know, or there's an electric outage, a power outage that goes on maybe for a few hours. So I would suggest that, you know, find out first what the plans are for the most likely scenarios. But unfortunately, what has become more and more common are campus shootings. And that is something that if I didn't see something in writing about that, I would definitely ask, because I did some checking around for statistics, and I would actually like to dig into this more. But there have been almost 140 students killed in campus shootings around the country since the year 2000. So 140, and that I don't believe includes anyone injured. And that doesn't include, you know, shootings where no one is killed or injured, which are, you know, just terrifying, you know, to the adults and the kids that are there. And there have been 72 shooting incidents since the year 2000. And I was running through these statistics. It seemed that every year, 2008, there were more than 2007. And it seemed that every year there seemed to be more. So far this year, at least documented, you know, on the websites that I was checking out, there have only been 4. But definitely, that is something that we need to talk to our kids about, and we need to talk to school administrators and teachers about.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And now, can you go over those statistics one more time? You said 140 students, and what was were they killed?
Killed, and I think included in there were some injuries, and that was since the year 2000. And there were 72 shooting incidents. So
yes.
Some years there might have been just 2 or 3 shooting incidents. In others, there were several, you know, 8, 9, or 10.
These numbers are staggering to me, 140 students either injured or killed in school or campus shootings. Totally, totally unacceptable.
The number killed or injured in school campus fires is very small as compared to the campus shootings.
Well, that was a question that I had for you, Lisa Bedford, the survival mom. And that is, the reaction needs to be different. For example, if there's a fire, the last thing you want to do is lock the door with the students in the classroom. You want them outside. If there's a shooting, you probably want them locked into their classroom and not moving outside, and everybody against the wall where they can't be seen. And so when you were involved in the school, were there different reactions to these different types of drills?
You know, I don't remember receiving very much training about that at all. Now, that's been a number of years, but I haven't been in the classroom in a while. But I would also just hasten to add that just because your child goes to a religious school or a private school, you know what, Danny, even a Sunday school. I mean, there have been cases where there have been people come, you know, onto a church grounds, you know, with a gun. And there have been people killed, you know, in church grounds. So my husband and I, we go to a church that does actually hire off-duty policemen who are there. I would say there are probably three or four there every service. And it's a large, you know, very well-known church, you know, in the Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. But my husband and I, we have a job where we actually sit in a hallway. And our plan is if we ever hear shooting, we zip down that hallway and we tell teachers, lock your doors, turn the lights off, keep the kids quiet. And that should be just in the simplest terms what public school teachers should do. Because you were exactly right. You want to get that door locked. And in my experience with public school classrooms, those doors are, I mean, they have to meet fire safety standards. And so they are just, you know, just the door itself and the knob and the lock. They're very heavy duty. So you get that locked. You're right. You turn the lights off. It's all quiet in the classroom. If at all possible, you take, you know, have the kids take cover behind, you know, furniture, you know, heavy, heavy duty furniture if possible. Mm-hmm. Stay away from windows. Stay away from the door. And so those kinds of common sense things really should be included in any plan, whether it's a church school or Sunday school or public school.
I know a preacher from South Africa, and I spent an evening with him, and he was involved in a shootout in his church, and he was at the front of the church, and it was in South Africa, and it was horrible. A man opened the door during services and threw in a grenade, and one of the young people, a 17-year-old, jumped on the grenade and protected everybody else. And, of course, he was blown up and died. And another grenade was launched in there and with nails wrapped around it, and a lot of people were injured. And what happened was the preacher kept a .38 Detective Special on his person and ducked down, crawled out the back entrance, the back side entrance. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back about this incident, and it was terrifying to everybody involved. Lisa Bedford's with me, and we're talking about keeping your children safe at school. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lisa Bedford's with me, the survival mom. And I mentioned just before the break that I have a friend. His name is Charles Van Wyk. It looks like Van Wyk, if you were to spell it. And in 1993, July 25th, he was at church, and a couple of grenades were thrown in. 11 people in attending church were killed, 58 were wounded, and he had a 38 detective special, and he crawled around to the side door and left the side of the church and snuck around to the front doors where two men were waiting. One of them had an AK-47 ready to mow down everybody that came out the front doors, the entrance doors of the church. And he shot them. And the attackers took off in their vehicle, and that was the end of it, except for the carnage that was left. So he had a plan. And that's what he did. And I got off on a little sidetrack. But violence, you know, you think it happens to people that you don't know. Well, in this case, it happened to someone I do know. So, Lisa, as we look at plans for our children in school, what types of events would cause a lockdown?
I think that the primary event will just be some an outsider, although it sure could be a teacher, who might snap, but just a dangerous scenario where the safest place to be, if possible, is inside a locked room. And you know, that probably would be someone with a weapon. It could be more than someone. You know, up until now here in America, we've pretty much just seen kind of a lone gunman.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any reason why, you know, moving forward, it might not be a large group of people, particularly maybe targeting religious schools. You know, we had the shooter come into that, I think it was a family research council, just, what, 2 weeks ago, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and start shooting. He just didn't like their policies. And so I think that that is something to be very aware of. Now, I also have to temper this by saying there are, you know, 100,000 or so public schools in America. And so we're looking at these shootings, you know, they are scattered, and yet it's nothing that, you know, we can just kind of dismiss and say, well, you know, that could never happen. But common sense, let me just start over. Common sense is always just a good approach no matter what the crisis might be. You know, for example, you might want to just put a few items in your kid's backpack. Not just, you know, thinking, oh, there could be a shooting, but, you know, what if there is a power outage and, you know, the school has to deal with, you know, let's say 500 students. And mm-hmm. they have to deal with them, you know, being stuck in classrooms, cafeteria, library, whatever. You know, what are some things you could equip your child with, you know, they could just keep in their backpack, maybe in a Ziploc bag? One of those would be a small pouch of water.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because, Lisa, you're absolutely right, because, you know, there. You mentioned, what if a teacher snapped? So you can have, I mean, we don't think about that. We think of external forces coming in and doing damage to our schools and our children. But it could be, just as you said, a teacher snapping. And then if there is a lockdown, what about that child that may be diabetic? What about that child that may need an extra boost of sugar in order not to go into shock and fluids? Just like you said, why not keep them in a backpack available so that if, you know, the students can help the school system when the school system is not prepared?
Well, here's what I would like to see happen. In many, many schools right now, during the first week of school, parents are asked to send a box of Kleenex mm-hmm. into the school, because a lot of times that's not in the budget. And I remember collecting, you know, 25 boxes of Kleenex, 28 boxes of Kleenex, and it would hold us over for the whole year. Well, I would like to see something like that, of supplies that could just be stashed away. You know, maybe parents could donate, you know, maybe bags of dried fruit or bags of hard candy, maybe a couple cases of water. I would love to see an emergency toilet. I personally would hate to be stuck with 28 kids of any age in a classroom for very long, whether it's a shooter or the power outage, and no access to a bathroom. There is something psychological, I swear, with kids. Once they know they can't get to a bathroom, all of a sudden everybody has to go. And just sometimes, you know, some supplies there, where if there is a power outage, how about, you know, a case of hand warmers or a case of foot warmers? Those are things that could very easily be stashed away in a cupboard just in case.
Lisa Bedford's in class today. She's talking about practicality and common sense at the school level. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lisa Bedford's here in the classroom, and she is bringing common sense to the school system. And you're absolutely right, Lisa. I was a school teacher for a while, and, you know, how do you handle a classroom full of young people that may be scared? And you're right. You take away the the bathroom access, and they all have to go at the same time. So are we talking about maybe having the parents arrange for a portable toilet to be in each classroom?
You know, I came across a product about a year ago when I was researching my book, actually longer than that, 3 years ago. And I just love it, but it's not available on Amazon anymore. And I put a call into the manufacturer to find out what happened to it, but it was a collapsible toilet made out of a very heavy-duty cardboard. And it was called the Gotta-Go Toilet, and it could be stored flat. You might never have to use it, but it wouldn't be occupying any space at all. So to me, that is the ideal emergency toilet. And if I can ever find out where that could be purchased, I will definitely post that on my website because I thought it was a great product. But some plan like that, and I think that a lot of this hinges on the school teacher, whether she's a Sunday school teacher or whether he's a classroom teacher or a principal. I think they need to spend some time thinking about, you know, what-if scenarios. And they need to think about if they haven't got any directives from their principal or their school administrators, they need to know. You know, if we're in the classroom, it's time for quiet. How do I keep 20-some kids quiet, you know, for an unknown period of time? The lights probably have to be out because you want your room as well possible to appear vacant. You know, you have your door locked. You have you're having the kids stay in the classroom. Maybe telling them to take cover. Personally, I would partner up kids with each other. And I wouldn't even let them know why I was doing it. But maybe early in the year, I would just look it over. Maybe I would partner an older kid with a younger kid. Maybe a bigger kid with a smaller kid. If you have kids with disabilities, I would make sure that they were partnered up with maybe the strongest and most mature student in the classroom. And maybe throughout the year, just have activities. And I want you to go to your, you know, your buddy. And let's just, you know, do this activity or this game together. So they would get used to working with that person. So if you have to evacuate, if you have kids having to crawl out a window, or you're out on the playground and you're racing back to the classroom because of some, you know, scary scenario, it really does help to have that partner, not just for a little bit. I think it would be a little bit of comfort to the children. Okay, I have my partner. You know, we're holding hands. We're running to the classroom, or we're sitting here with our backs to the wall. I think also that would take a lot of stress off the school teacher, where she would know she had put that plan and done some preparing beforehand with something as simple as that.
I think you're absolutely right. And as you mentioned, you know, climbing out a window, I know that when I was in school, if anybody even thought about climbing out a window, he would be reprimanded. And so they were taught, we were taught, you know, don't even think about that, because, you know, I remember a few times that happened in elementary school. You know, the window was open and one of the students was thinking about climbing out. But anyway, you were talking about our teachers trained, and, you know, that brings to mind first aid, CPR, treating shock, and that brings to mind the next thing, the movie Red Dawn from 1984, where you know, it looked like World War III was going to begin right there in a schoolyard, and the students banded together and took care of the situation and came to the aid of the good guys. Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make is if there is a shooting, and we talked about that, are teachers prepared for handling those kinds of wounds? Or let's say it's not anything as serious as that. Let's say it's a fall where, you know, where there are a lot of broken bones. Are we teaching teachers what to do in a situation like that? How to organize the students so that they can help and work together and prevent more damage? Do you think we're doing that, Lisa?
Well, no. Unless a teacher wants to do that on her own for whatever reason, his own, then I would say no. And one of my experiences was as a district trainer. And I will never forget preparing a training for working with special needs children in the classroom. And some of the comments that were left at the end of that workshop were, I could have spent time in my classroom grading papers instead of sitting through this. I don't need to have this information. And unfortunately, whether it is, I don't know if it's a widespread feeling, but my experience of working, you know, one-on-one with teachers as a trainer was that if something wasn't relevant to them right at that moment, they just saw that as a waste of time. And so I think that anything like that, whether it's CPR or first aid, would really have to be maybe encouraged by a district or a principal, and but just be done on a voluntary basis. Because for whatever reasons, I don't know if it's a union mentality. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really casting aspersions at teachers. I'm just saying that in my experience, there wasn't a whole lot of interest in extra training if they didn't see an immediate need for it, because grading papers was a bigger concern.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm looking back at the time that I was teaching in at the high school level and at the college level, and you're absolutely correct. Lisa, are there some items, and let's start with maybe the elementary school. Are there items that you suggest that a student have in a backpack or in his or her pocket or pockets at all times?
Yeah, I think it would be really, really simple. I just always think of some major categories. One of those is, you know, sanitation. It would be very, very easy to put some little hand sanitizer wipes. I would actually prefer that over bottle sanitizer that can spill. But some hand sanitizing wipes, sooner or later, the kid is, whether high school or whatever, they're going to have to go to the bathroom. Maybe there may be an injury and they're going to need to clean a wound, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And that would be, I think that would be very helpful. A few items just for first aid. I like the idea of just putting in the small pieces of moleskin. You know, if your child ever has to walk home for a long distance, very often, you know, to protect their feet against blisters, because once your feet go, Vinny, I mean, you really are at the mercy of whatever, whoever comes along. And so I really am a firm believer in, you know, the really, you know, heavy-duty walking shoes, the things that are really going to be comfortable no matter how long or how far you may have to walk. And so I would put something like that in there, as well as hard candies. I'm not a big fan of putting in a lot of food in any kind of emergency kits, because once you start eating, your body starts requiring water, and sooner or later you're going to be looking for a bathroom. So if you can tell, I've been around kids a long time because, you know, bathroom facilities are always at the top of my list of concerns. But that's a fact of life. I like the idea of carrying a little pocket knife around, just because there's so much that you can do with that. You know, you can, and a paracord bracelet, a bandana. But I wouldn't put those kinds of items in a backpack unless your kid knows what to do with them. So, for example, just have a fun time where you get some paracord and you think, okay, you know, how could we use this paracord? What are some different ways, you know, if we need some cordage? Or bandana. Bandanas have dozens of uses that are handy, whether it's for, you know, providing them somewhere from the, you know, shade, or you wet it down if it's, you know, it's hot, or you can use it in many ways. You can tear it into strips and use it, you know, in different survival situations. So I would suggest working with your child and training them how to use it, what, you know, when, why to use a pocket knife. Because all too often we may have some of those items on hand, but if we don't know really the multiple ways in which they can be used, it's not a big help.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I've been thinking over the last few seconds whether I'm going to mention this or not, and I guess I will. You're talking about a pocket knife, and when our children were in school, I had a rule, and that they all carried a pocket knife. Every one of our children had to have a pocket knife on his or her person at all times. And the pocket knife of my choice was either a Swiss Army knife in the early years or a locking blade serrated edge pocket knife as they became older. And my rule was that they had it on their person at all times. And that caused a problem because the school system would say, you cannot carry a pocket knife. That's against the rules. And my children would say, when they did attend public school, what do I do? And I'd say, well, their rule is that you can't have one. My rule is that you must have one. You have to figure it out. And it was really simple. And they came to the conclusion that all they had to do was keep it in their pocket and not show their friends. And everything would be fine. And believe it or not, everything was fine. And,
right.
You know, you talk about a pocket knife, and one of our instructors, Howard Shane, and you'll get a chance to meet him. He and I were traveling in separate cars, and there was a car crash while we were parked at stopped at a traffic light, and the car burst into flames, and the driver was unconscious. He hit a traffic light concrete piling, and you know, it was a small car, and it crushed the doors, and the driver was trapped inside the smoky vehicle. And I went out and got my jack out of a car and bashed in the windows. As soon as I did that, he was able to cut the seatbelt, and we were able to get some guys to lift the driver out of the car. So is it important to carry a pocket knife? Well, in that case, the gentleman is still alive because we got him out of the burning inferno. It's absolutely required. So you're talking about the appropriate footwear. And I've got a second opinion on that, because I see people shopping in flip-flops, you know, those sandals, and they are not prepared to run anywhere. And I know a lady who was walking down our road, and she was walking with her horse, and she had flip-flops on, and they came apart. And she had a real problem because she had to walk about a mile in flip-flops that would not stay on her foot, and we live on a gravel road. It was a miserable experience. I repaired her flip-flops because I had a knife on my person, and I was able to repair it. But what was she thinking? Wearing flip-flops, right, you know, on a gravel road. It made no sense whatsoever. So you're right. Don't wear those kind of shoes. Don't even think about it. Wear the right kind in case you have to bug out.
You know, when we teach our kids, you know, for example, the proper use of a Swiss Army knife or ways that a bandana can be used, it really goes a long way. You know, when schools and different kinds of types of people talk about self-esteem, you know, there's no bigger boost to a kid's self-esteem than the feeling of true competence. Not a made-up grade, not the fact that everybody in the classroom got an A or a happy face. It's knowing that they really are capable and they are confident in that capability. And I, for that reason alone, I would say put some of these items in your kid's backpack. Have them store some of them in their desk at school. But make sure they know what they're for. And it's a good feeling as an adult to know that I can handle an emergency situation. And, of course, our kids are going to feel the same way.
Lisa Bedford, the Survival Mom. Now you know why she's called the Survival Mom.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,694.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,736.65, $868.33 for a half ounce, or $434.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,736.65, $868.33, and $434.16.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm looking at the website, class, usaprepares.com, and page one, must-have survival books for your collection. Lisa Bedford, the survival mom. Below that, survival books for your collection. Thoughts from the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. And then below that, 24 signs that you might be a closet prepper. And, you know, in Fukushima, the radioactive fuel could be outside the containment. That's bad news. That's on the website. TSA is now testing your drinks purchased inside the airport. And a coronal mass ejection from the sun yesterday. You might want to read about that. And 40 items that you might want to consider having to barter in a post-collapse world. And the list goes on and on. There are probably a couple hundred articles and posts that you ought to consider reading. USAPrepares.com. Now, Lisa Bedford's website, I was looking at that. And, Lisa, you've got a, well, it's Preparedness Month, and you've got a Make a List contest. You want to tell us about that?
I do. Everybody loves lists. In fact, one of the most popular lists ever on my website is one about you might be a survivalist if. And I just noticed that people love lists, you know, 10 things or 10 ways to do this and 40 things you need to own. So what I did is I just opened this up as a contest. So just create a list. It should be on the topic of something to do with survival and preparedness. Might want to explain some of the items on your list. If you think, you know, why would I need baby wipes, you know, when it's your kind of emergency kit or whatever. And the first place prize is a sun oven. That's
pretty good deal.
Solar oven in America.
Well, we've got one right here at the farm. We've got that same sun oven.
I do too. We have great prizes. I have sponsors like Stirrupin and Purify Cup. I have something coming from Ready Reserve and other Augustin Farms. We have emergency food supplies we're giving away. We're giving away headlamps and emergency lanterns, books. The author of Jakarta Pandemic has donated 3 signed copies of his book. So it's a great month with contests and giveaways all month long. And so I would love it if people just drop by the blog and, you know, see what the latest contest is, enter the latest giveaway, and they have a good chance of winning a great prize.
Well, that's real easy to do. TheSurvivalMom.com. TheSurvivalMom.com. And if you need to get to it, if you can't write that down, just go to our website, usapreparers.com, Lisa Bedford. There's a link, and you'll be able to connect right to her website. So I think it's a wonderful idea because it keeps people thinking about preparedness, and a contest is a great way to spur creativity. I just love it. I think congratulations. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful approach. Lisa, what about instructions that you might want to give your child in case an emergency happens during school hours? We have just a couple minutes left.
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that parents and kids should learn together, I call it the 16-second survival breath. One of the first things that happens when we get scared is that our body just panics, goes into a panic mode, and we can't think clearly. The 16-second survival breath is just very slowly taking 4 seconds to intake a breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 seconds to hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 4 seconds to slowly let that breath out. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then rest. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that does so many things for your brain. All of a sudden it starts calming down that amygdala part of your brain that is screaming flee or fight or freeze. And by focusing on the numbers and the counting, it actually activates the logical part of your brain. And if you can teach your child to do that at any given time, it really will help them just kind of collect themselves, be calm, because the worst case scenario is there's a live shooter on campus, there's a fire on campus or at the home, and everybody panics, they forget what they're supposed to do, they forget the drills, and that's how people perish. And so I would just suggest talking with the kids, maybe making a game out of certain things, and teach them that 16-second survival breath.
Lisa Bedford, thank you so much for a wonderful broadcast class on school survival.
You're welcome.
It's always great being on the air with you. I'm looking forward to your presentation at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield. It can be live. It can be remote. We're going to get it done. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next is Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.